Are the days of the singer-songwriter numbered? Not if Dan Fogelberg has his way. Lisa Carlin talked to Fogelberg in a rare television interview.
Since his first album came out in 1972, Dan Fogelberg has been known as a sensitive singer-songwriter.
I don't think a good love song is ever out of fashion. I'm a hopeless romantic. I believe in truth and beauty and love and honor and all those out-of-date values.
Fogelberg has translated that sensitivity into best-selling albums. However, with the advent of MTV and music videos, his lyrical ballads may be out of step with the current trend toward recording songs with video in mind.
To me, the strength of a song, of a good song, is the images it creates in your own mind, in the listener's mind. And that's different for everybody. When you start locking images in to a song, you start reducing the imagination of the listener. And I don't like that.
Language of Love, his most recent hit, was more rock-oriented than any of his previous singles and was made into a successful rock video. Language of Love is your first video, and it's pretty straightforward performance and not a storyline. Why did you do it that way?
I just wanted to have something that was simple and elegant and back towards the days of Alan Freed and Hard Day's Night, where it was just a very elegant presentation of pop music. And, you would look at MTV and there's so much imagery that really doesn't relate a lot of times to what the music is doing, that I kind of thought of this video as kind of a breath of fresh air for the people who are watching, you know? It's a place that's kind of go, ah.
Are you aware that most of your audiences are female?
Yes, I am. They seem to be. That's nice. I like women mostly, you know?
You have said in interviews that you hate going out on the road. Why is that?
Why is that? I don't know. I don't hate being on the road. Let's just say that I enjoy home so much. I've gotten better at it in the last 3 or 4 years. I think as you grow older, it gets a little easier. You learn how to do it. You learn how to eat, for instance, right? And sleep, and all these things that make life a lot better. Eventually, you have to get away from that idea of, okay, it's a constant party, and we're out here to go crazy and be rock and roll stars. And you have to think of it as a job and a responsibility to your audience. And that's the most important thing. So, you know, I may look like a zombie from day to day until I get to the stage, and then, boy, I'm going to be there. This is hard to wait sometimes to get there.